Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I do. I praise you and thank you for the opportunity to come with my fellow believers here and worship and praise you and just love on you and thank you for the things that you've done in our lives, that the grace that you've given us and the mercy that you've given us. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father. I thank you tonight's going to be an awesome time, Lord. We ask that your spirit would be in evident tonight, filling everybody up. And Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come to your table tonight in Jesus' name. All right, has anybody got any prayer requests? I got one here. I'm gonna have to. Y'all go ahead though, if you got one.
I'd like prayer of agreement, please.
Okay.
I shared this on the other night that I had a neighbor that moved out who lived below me. Well, apparently they're doing some repairs on his apartment, and I got texted that they have to turn off my water tomorrow for a few hours to work on something that's broken. I'm assuming it's there. And then also that they're going to be refinishing the tub down there so to keep windows and doors shut so we don't get breathe in all the fumes and stuff. So I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your grace with all these things being done on this apartment building tomorrow, including the roof. They're coming out to do some permanent repairs from the leak that they found I had at the end of the year. Anyhow, so there's a lot of activity going on tomorrow, Lord, in my building and a lot of inconveniences that I just pray that it won't affect me too much, it won't be too loud, and that they have all grace to get everything done effectually, quickly, and to the best of their ability, not too intrusive or noisy. In Jesus' name, I pray blessings on them, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Oh, Father God, there are some that are out there that want to come on, but they don't feel like they're ready for it yet. And I ask for your intercession for them. They feel like that love is escape them, but I know that's a lie of the enemy, and in the name of Jesus we command the enemy to shut up. And in anybody's life that thinks that they're not worthy, and I praise you and thank you, Lord, for deliverance from the lies of the enemy. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do a wonderful work in them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Julie.
I'd just like to add on to that. Father, I thank you,
Sandra.
Lord, for the blood of Jesus that washes us clean. And if we're
Yes.
not in any kind of willful sin, Father, we're under the blood and we need to confess that and we need to fight against the works of the darkness. So I lift up our brethren, Lord, who may be going through some things that the enemy is attacking them with, the witchcraft and just condemnation and confusion and all these things. We bind that. We command to break off of them in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
that you're going to have
Amen.
everyone here together in unity of the
Amen.
spirit with the knowledge and understanding, Lord, of the awesome price you paid for us to be free from all sin and what you've given to us, Lord, freely in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit on all of us, Lord, to just remember these things, remember what's true. And to cast down the vain thoughts and imaginations that attack us day and night, Lord, and that your armor is on us, and plead the blood of Jesus over all of us, and trust you, God. We just rejoice in what a great salvation we have in Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And Lord, we just cast down the lies of the enemy that come against us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else got a prayer request? Yeah, Vanita.
I just want to let you all know Anjali's crossing the Mexican border tomorrow, so keep her in your prayers and that she'll just, last time she just went right through, it was no problem. So I'm sure it'll be fine again, but just keep her in your prayers tomorrow morning.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that your
She
hand is
coming
all around about her.
back across? I'm sorry.
No, she's just
Coming back.
going to Mexico. She's in California right now, so she's heading across
Oh.
to go to the Baja Peninsula.
Okay, so she's down here in my neck of the woods. Well, Lord, we bless her,
Yeah,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she'll have all kinds of grace with the federales down there. And even more so during the whole time, and then on the way back, that they'll have absolutely no incidences and that they'll know what they can and cannot try to bring back across the border. And we thank you, Father,
Amen.
for your protection on them in Jesus' name. Have them have a great time. Eat some good lobster and all that good stuff they have down there. Praise the Lord. Bless them, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And tacos. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, go ahead, Ben.
Karen is writing her GE test tomorrow, so that's for driving. Or and she's doing the practical test too, and she doesn't say it, but I can kind of tell she's a little nervous about it. So Lord Father God, I just pray that you remind her of all the rules and all the things that she needs to do and all the little techniques that she's worked on these past couple of weeks, Father. I just pray that you remind her of where she needs to use them to obey the rules of the road. Give her an easy instructor, Father, so that I could just pass her on and with flying colors, and that she's able to drive with her full license, Father, without any fear, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Father.
All right. Anyone else? Hey, we got a pretty good crowd tonight. Is that you, Shalonda? Yeah, that's Shalonda. All right. There's the enemy. British are trying to invade this country. Amen. How you doing, Obadiah? What is that? Oh yeah, like I can know what that is. Oh, is
It's
that a
a
hat?
little tiny three-cornered hat. Tricorn.
Yeah.
More like a bicorn. It's
Tricorn.
anyways.
A lot of them had that actually in the revolution.
Amen. Chicana Shay. Okay. All right. Anyone else got a prayer?
I can't
Well, we
find
got a. Go
raise
ahead,
my.
Cheryl.
I'm sorry, I can't find a word to raise my hand on my iPad. So I'm sorry for interrupting. I just want y'all to agree with me that my son is delivered from whatever demons that are working in him. They're really tearing him up and causing a lot of trouble. And I just want to. Y'all to agree with me that he's delivered, set free, and brought into the kingdom, and filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you run somebody across his path that he'll listen to, that'll bring the gospel to him, that he will just absolutely bow down and accept you and just have a wonderful time with you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for grant repentance to him in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? All right, we've got a song tonight, don't we, Julie? Me give you a deal here. There you go. That's easy.
Remember.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know who it is. Somebody asked if that's Marty Sampson singing. No. All right, has anybody else got anything before we get into a little bit of teaching on the communion? And I'm going to use some of David's stuff here because it's good. You see, Pat wants you to post that link, Julie, if you would. Okay, thank you. All right, let's see here. The healing power of communion. You know, the first communion recorded in the Bible took place after Abram returned from rescuing his nephew Lot, Lot's family, and his goods. Melchizedek served Abram bread and wine and blessed him. Then Abram gave Melchizedek tithes of all he had. And that passage in Genesis 14, 18 through 20 suggests a relationship between communion, blessings, and finances. The Passover meal, as recorded in Exodus 12, 1 through 14, was a type of communion, and it was first celebrated on the night in which the deliverance of the people of God from the servitude of Egypt took place. And that Passover experience was and is symbolic of several things. One of them was deliverance. The exodus of the Israelites from Egypt represents their deliverance wrought, created, and formed by Christ, who is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world in Revelation 13 and 8, as part of the atoning work of Jesus. Their deliverance from Egypt was both a spiritual and a physical deliverance. Number two, Lamb. The Lamb without blemish that was slain was a shadow and type of the then yet to be crucifixion of Jesus. The Israelites were to have the Lamb in them as well as the blood over them. Number three, the blood. The blood on the doorposts represents the blood spilled by Jesus on Calvary for the remission of sins and for our salvation. Number four, readiness. The eating of the Passover meal with your loins girded and your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand, Exodus 12 and 11. That was symbolic of God's continual and universal desire to lead his people out of bondage and into new life. Number five, the blood on the doorpost. The blood on the doorpost represented God's protection from the oncoming angel of death. Number six, unleavened bread. The eating of unleavened bread represented their charge to leave sin behind. And you can also look at Matthew 16, 11 through 12. Regarding the leaven or false doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Got a lot of that. Number seven, provision. The spoils of Egypt were given to the Israelites as a symbol of God's all-embracing provision for them. Genesis 12, 35 through 36. Number eight, healing. There was not one feeble person among the 2 or 3 million Israelites, Psalms 105, 37, who departed with Moses. This occurrence is symbolic of God's power and promise to heal our bodies. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Romans 8 and 11. Our mortal bodies are quickened or enlivened as we remember and celebrate communion. Number nine, celebration. The Passover meal was a time of celebration, a feast, a time to celebrate victory not to shed or remember the tears of the past. Wine is also a symbol of celebration. Communion is to be celebrated as a joyous meal. We should come to this celebration rejoicing, praise be to God. Now, 10, memorial. God commanded the Israelites to keep the Passover feast as a memorial and ordinance forever, Exodus 12, verse 14. The Passover feast was to be a time of remembrance. Its celebration is to be a memorial of the burial and resurrection of our Lord. Number 11, proclamation. The Passover event was a proclamation to the enemies of God and to the devil that God will lead his people. It was also an occasion of defeat for the devil. Number 12, communion. Communion suggests a family gathering around the holy table. As Jesus portrayed it, he and his disciples fellowship together as the family of God. Everyone had and has the same access to the table. All were invited to come to the Passover meal with Jesus, even Judas. And as with the Passover feast, coming to the communion table should include an appropriation of deliverance from the powers of sin and death and an appropriation of physical strength, healing, and provision through expectant faith. By consumption of the bread or the body of the Lord, through whose stripes we are healed. And to leave the table without asking for and appropriating both spiritual and physical blessing is to neglect the provisions offered through the atoning death of Christ. Amen to that. John 6 speaks of Jesus himself as the living bread that's come down from heaven. And this acknowledgement was in contrast to the bread that Israel was fed in the wilderness. Their manna, or bread, physically sustained the whole nation for their entire journey of over 40 years. We may have confidence then that the living bread from heaven, of which the manna was a type, is given to sustain us both physically and spiritually. We should therefore come to the table with a confident expectation of physical strength, forgiveness, and healing. This passage in John 6 also states, "He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him." Verse 56. When we partake of the emblems, we do so with the assurance that Jesus is abiding in us. Matthew 15, verses 22 through 28 speaks of the children's bread. Bread is the most basic necessity of human existence. And to deny someone bread is to deny them the very staff of life. And in this instance, calling healing the children's bread, Jesus was declaring that healing is the most basic provision of the Father. Interesting it is indeed that Jesus also asked, "If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?" Luke 11, verse 12, Matthew 7, and verse 9. And in petitioning our Heavenly Father for healing, we should have confidence that it's his delight to give us what we ask for. And in approaching the table of the Lord, we have two things which are relevant to healing. One, Jesus is the living bread from heaven, imparting his divine life to us by the Spirit. And two, the bread as the children's bread, meaning healing itself. The table is, first, a place of intimacy where we can experience the presence of the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we can fully expect Jesus to manifest his presence at the table. And this should be our primary focus. And as we feast upon the bread by faith, we receive the life and strength of God through the Spirit. And as the bread in the wilderness fed Israel day by day, giving them physical sustenance, so Jesus, the living bread from heaven, imparts to us spiritual, emotional, and physical strength. He comes to impart those things made freely available through his sacrificial death. We must come to the table with sufficient preparation, having made an honest evaluation of ourselves before God. Besides admonishing us to examine ourselves before partaking, 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 31 clearly links being weak and sickly to our unworthiness, to our lack of understanding in how we worthily approach the table and the body and blood of our Lord, where there is a great healing power in the partaking of communion once faith and understanding is made sufficient. Let me read that again. Where there is great healing power in the partaking of communion once faith and understanding is made sufficient. Communion is a most holy sacrament, a sacred ceremony involving symbols of Christ's sacrifice and our covenant to signify spiritual bond between God and mankind. We always have the choice to choose God or mammon. In Genesis 14, 18 through 20, Abraham chose to pay his tithes and be served served bread and wine rather than to keep the spoils of the king of Sodom. And in preparation for a Jewish marriage, after the fathers have negotiated the bride price, that's the price the groom agrees to pay for the father's loss of his daughter, the groom offers a cup to the woman asking, "I love you and give you my life. Will you marry me?" And if the woman drinks from the cup, she is in essence saying, "Yes, I will marry you." Jesus, likewise, as he raised his cup to his disciples, and as he continues to offer his cup to us today, was asking that they join him in covenant to be his bride, the body, as is stated. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. They all drank of it, and he said to them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many." And at the table, we are made one body and one flesh with Christ. He is the bread of life and the source of the living water. And those who come to him will never hunger or thirst. The table is a place to receive forgiveness. The wine speaks to us of his blood shed for the remission of sins. His blood opened a new and living way into the Father's presence. Communion also offers us an opportunity to receive forgiveness and healing of our family tree. Although this practice is not commonly observed, completed genograms are presented for the healing and blessing of our spiritual inheritance. While partaking of communion in this effort, powerful healing occurs, and many are thereby freed from the adverse generational influences of the past. In the name of Jesus, I command my throat to be cleared in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Well, let's pray a minute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that's listening and participating that forgiveness has already been given. And I thank you, Father, for releasing that forgiveness of others toward us. And I thank you, Father, that the releasing of the, they can bind us, part of the spiritual law of binding and loosing is gone away from us in Jesus' name. And I praise you, thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have taken away from us that have hindered us. In Jesus' name, for the, and I pray for the covenant benefits of Jesus' death and resurrection, the healing portion of it, and for the portion of the children's bread of healing for everyone that needs it tonight, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for physical healing, health, and strength throughout this whole fellowship as we partake of the communion tonight. And I praise you and I thank you for protection from the angel of death that may try to creep in Jesus' name. And I praise you for the special anointing of Jesus that he may abide within us in full measure. And I praise you, thank you for his mercy and kindness and for provisions for each and every one who needs it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we know that this communion represents an opportunity for the closest possible connection with Jesus, as it represents both a spiritual and a physical encounter with our Lord. And we know that the scriptures tells us, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. And by partaking of this bread and wine, we know that we are consuming spiritual food and are made one body and one flesh in Christ Jesus. And these symbols are a most precious and special gift of yourself. You are the bread of life and the living water. Your broken body has provided for us physical health and healing. Your spilled blood has provided for us forgiveness and spiritual healing. And Lord, we come today desiring to receive healing of our spirits as well as of our bodies, and to remember our covenant with you, which we made in the waters of baptism. And by this act of faith, we appropriate the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. And we pray that the full power of this communion be applied to us and to our families. We thank you, Father, for those blessings, these blessings, and offered in your most precious name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, I got a little bit of something else to share with you here. You know, God's got so much good stuff for us. All we need to do is just believe it in it. He told us, this is my body, this is my blood. So all we need to do is just believe him. You know, when we believe, we are receiving his body and his blood right here. And that's what we're receiving by the supernatural act of God. Glory be to God. Because God has the power, and he wants us to have the faith. And our part in the covenant is that faith part. Just believe. Just trust God's going to do what he said he's going to do. His part in the covenant is the power. And when we believe and have faith, we receive simply on the grounds that the Lord said it. Then we get it. And that getting it comes from his power. And he works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. How many of you want to have God's will? I do. I want to be in his will. Would you like to have God's ability to do or his works to will and to work? Absolutely. Thank you, Father. I would like to be well-pleasing unto God at all times. And I know all of y'all do. Now, here's the way to get there. It's the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God to save the one that believes it. That's what Paul said. It's the power of God to save him who believes it. Now we could look in the mirror and we could see our old filthy self. But you know what you're going to have tomorrow if you do that? Your old filthy self. But if you behold in the mirror the glory of the Lord and you accept his life by faith, you have repented of your life. And if you don't want it, but you don't know how to get there, well, then the next part is to believe. Just repent and believe. And that was what was preached all through the gospel, all through the scriptures. Repent and believe, repent and believe, repent and believe. Not accept. And don't say that. That's a foolish church trying to fill up the pews with tithers. That's all that is. And they do pretty good about it. But they got a church full of leaven. They got too many willful sinners in there, you know. So all we need to do is repent and believe. Repent. We don't want that old life. Believe that Jesus gave you that new life. And if you don't lose your life, you won't gain your life. That's what Jesus said. And he's talking the same thing about the soul. If you don't lose your old soul, you're not going to gain your new soul. You want the soul of Christ, which is his mind, his will, and his emotions. That's what it is, his mind, his will, and his emotions. We have the mind of Christ. You know, Paul said, it's by faith we receive that, and by faith we have the mind of Christ, glory be to God. And you can't neglect your Christian duty to read the scriptures, because the Lord brings to remembrance all things that he said unto us. Did you know that the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance things that he said to you? So when you read the things that he said to us, you're putting it in there. What he says is he will bring it to your remembrance. But you've got to put it in there to bring it to your remembrance, right? So you can't neglect your Christian duty of studying the Word and putting the Word in your heart. And remember the parable of the sower. In the parable of the sower went out to sow the seed. And the seed was the word of God. And it went into the hearts. And it brought forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold in those that were good ground. The other three parts of the people that fell away, they heard it. But they didn't devour it. They didn't make it a part of their life. When you eat something, it goes into you and it becomes what your cells are. You are what you eat, right? So if you assimilate the Word of God, the one who lives in you is Jesus Christ. He's the Word made flesh. Praise be to God. Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that all the brethren out there, even in their homes, that they decide to have communion, that they will be clean, that they will want to be clean, want to be cleansed, and accept your cleansing power by faith in the blood and the body of Christ. So, Father, we ask you to give wisdom and grant grace to the brethren and wisdom to the brethren so they can receive this wonderful good news, this wonderful gospel that you're offering to them, the very life of Christ. He's the firstborn among many brethren. He's the son among sons, and we come into his image. We come into sonship. We don't have to be a child all of our lives anymore. We have the word to grow up on, feed on, to bring forth fruit of Jesus Christ in us. We have that word. We can grow up in him. And oh, glory be to God. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Has anybody got any questions or anything before we partake of the communion? Or any comments? Okay. Y'all ready? Y'all got everything ready and prepared? Setting up there, ready to go. Well, let me get mine. Somebody needs to smile. There you go. There you go. 1 Corinthians 11:24-25, it says this. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me." So partake of the bread. And in like manner, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Here's where your healing comes, folks. "This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So partake of the blood. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Father. Not only healed, Lord, I have been set free from everything that has hindered me and us in this fellowship. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. You're in us, Lord, 100%. And I thank you, Father, for your healing power and your delivering power going through everybody that needs it in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the power of overcoming everything that has hindered us before in Jesus' name, because we now have the power of God at an almighty upscale version already in us. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Oh, man, I feel Jesus all up in here. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I see angels all over. Angels everywhere. Thank you, Jesus, and y'all too, everywhere out there. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He told me before that the angels are going to be out there. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo, my, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you are so awesome. Jesus, you're so awesome. Holy Spirit, you are so awesome. Thank you for being in us. Thank you for living in us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for doing everything for us. And thank you, Father, for giving us great and bold faith to believe that tonight is the change we've been looking for. Praise be to God. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Anybody want to praise God, go right ahead. Glory be to God. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Woo! Praise be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Lord, put laughter in everybody. Put laughter in everybody. Put joy and the peace of God and the assurance, Lord, that you're with us. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father, that those that have lacked are now full. In Jesus' name, I praise you, Father. There is no lack in this fellowship right now in Jesus' name, that everyone here is filled up with the power and love of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, Father, for renewed love in our hearts for you, Lord. Mighty, mighty love for you, Father God, that it transcends everything else that has hindered us before. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to be shouting out there, glory to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. Ah. Whew. How many of you having visions right now? Debbie, you seeing all them angels? Praise be to God. Whew, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. My, my, my. I don't know how I can do anything else now. My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, gosh, it's almost 9 o'clock. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just pray for David now, even while he's right now doing whatever he's doing, that you would just fill him with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that he'd be shouting down there in his bedroom right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And I do that for all here that needs a good touch from God. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. How many of you have faith for everybody else? Yes, everybody else. Turn to your neighbor and say, God loves you. God loves you, girls, boys, men, women. Glory to God. Yes, for the kingdom of God to everyone. God loves you. Yes, he does. Chuck, he surely does, brother. Ah. I don't want this to end. Go ahead, Vanita.
You know, he laid down his life for us. Nobody took it away from him. He laid it down. We lay down our lives for you, Lord. Nobody
yes.
takes it from us. We lay,
no,
just
no,
like
no, no,
Anna said in her poem that one time, it just really hit me. I just give it all up for you, Lord. We just, anything that we hold on in the flesh, Lord, just, we just lay it down. We don't, nobody has to take it from us. We just lay it down for you. Amen.
I just feel the Lord saying, do not be believing that you are incomplete, for you are not incomplete. You are complete in me. I have made you complete in me. Walk in that completeness. Live in that completeness. Do not doubt. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for that word, Lord. We
you,
believe
Lord.
It. Everybody here got faith to believe that. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God.
Nothing less.
Woo!
God. Thank
Praise
you,
be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my, my, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This whole upstairs up here is just full of God. Thank you, Jesus. And y'all are too. Y'all are just, God is just all around you. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's hear some words here. Is anybody getting any words from the Lord? Other than Debbie's. That was a good word too, Debbie. One that was needed. Thank you, Father. What about you, Shalana? How's it going, girl? Oh no, he didn't call on me. Hello.
It's fine. Hello.
Okay, good.
Hello.
Jessica. Yeah, we can hear you.
It's okay. Fine, but it's still at work.
Can't hardly understand you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, I can hear you. You're echoing though. You're in the kitchen.
Oh, because I went into the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ask that.
So, well, I was cleaning, but I think I had a vision. But y'all can correct me if I'm wrong or not. Is that okay?
I don't, I didn't know. Somebody help me here.
She has a vision to share.
Oh, let's sorry. Hear it. Let's hear it, girl.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead and share your vision.
Okay. So the part where you said something about healing or something, I was cleaning something, and I don't know if this is biblical or not, so I need to know. And I saw angels fly into me, and then I saw the Lord, and he put his hand on my head, and he was praying over me. And I saw, like, lightning go off in my brain, you know? That was it.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, whatever that was, she's healed of it. Thank you, Jesus. Or filled up with it, whatever. Thank you, Father. Okay. I think I understood it. You said you saw lightning in your brain?
Yeah, when the Lord was praying over me, he touched my head. And then the first part, he said something about healing or something. And I saw an angel fly into me. I'm not sure what that means, though, or if that's biblical, but that's why I wanted to ask. If it's biblical or not, the first one.
Okay.
Jay, did you say fly into you?
Uh-huh, a white angel. I'm not sure if that was biblical or not.
Sure. Yeah, it could be the spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go, Angelica. Healed of cerebral palsy. It's gone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now,
just thank the Lord that you're healed now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Praise you for doing that for Shalonda. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Whew, I knew it was going to be some good stuff tonight. Thank you, Lord.
And I guess just to confirm, I kind of feel like heat and stuff, like in my head area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. We'll just praise him. Thank you, Lord. That our brain's not empty anymore. It's full of you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I didn't mean that in a negative way.
Yeah, I know.
It just comes
all right,
out.
You're good. I'm gonna get back to work though.
I know
so
that's
bless
right.
you guys.
Okay. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word.
Praise bless God. You, Shay.
Bless you guys. Lord. No problem.
Thank you, Lord, for healing Shalonda. Praise God. We believe it, Lord. We thank you for it. And we praise you, Lord. She's waited many years for this, but it's doing it now. You're doing it now, even as we speak. In Jesus' name. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
I always knew that the Lord's really moving and his spirit is working when I yawn. When I yawn a lot, you know, during like times like this or, you know, whatever. So thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You're moving and working among us and doing things, healings and breaking things off, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else?
Yeah, I'd like to share a good testimony.
Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, so the local fellowship knows about this, but I have a friend and her husband just got radically saved and baptized not too long ago, praise the Lord. And I reached out to her today because I had like a month ago, I may have had a dream or something that he had reached out to me and told me how everything was going awesome. And so today I replied back to that and I said, "Hey, did you ever see this?" And she was like, "I may have said that and deleted it or meant to say it and never said it." But she said something like, the Lord doesn't keep anything from you in the spirit or something like that. But anyway, she said it's really going awesome. And her husband has just been like radically changing. And she's just so baffled at how fast the work God is doing is, because he expected it to be very gradual, but it's just happening so fast. He sold his video games, got rid of them. She said the Lord's been teaching him in dreams and stuff like that, because they've been going through the Bible, and I guess the Lord's been using all that, teaching him in his dreams, and he's just getting, like, I guess, understanding and all that. So that's so awesome. And for you all that don't know, she waited years and years and years and stood on prayer and faith for that man to be saved. And one night he woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and man, he gave his life to the Lord that morning. They went to church and he got baptized and his children were there. Man, so powerful. Praise God. And praise God, because you know what? The communion, the blood and body of Christ. Amen. He is now a partaker in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Okay, Pat, at least you got to hear the good part. Praise God. All right, brother. God bless him, Lord. Bless him with a quick night tonight and no mistakes. Everything's going to go just according to plan in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Good night, bro. All right. Anyone else? Whoo, glory to God. Did anyone miss the communion? Nobody missed it, did they? Okay, good. Praise God. Yeah, go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, well, just thanks for sharing that, Chuck. I just wanted to say, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We apply that, Lord, to everyone that we are praying for, Father, our family members, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you are on the move. What we don't know and don't see, we know that you are working, Lord God. We know you're doing a work in them and convicting them, God, and somehow getting their attention, Lord God. And we thank you for that completeness that they're going to find in you, Lord, and that they're each going to turn to you, Father God, and not just get saved so they can go and sit on a pew, but they are going to get radically saved as this person has been saved, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We claim that for each one of our the people that we are praying for, our families and friends, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Father.
I receive it for my thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Father. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to pray for my family too. Lord, I just thank you that you've given us the power over the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of Satan off of my daughter Courtney in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for bringing her into the kingdom again, and letting her, making her be an overcomer and a mighty woman of God. And I praise you for it, Father. Above all things that we've seen up to this point, Lord, it doesn't look like she is, but you are a miracle working God, and I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, for bringing Courtney into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And I command that unforgiveness in her to leave her right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for placing in her a love in her heart for everyone in her family, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, and a hatred for the evil, in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. That one's answered. How many of you know when you pray and you believe, you get your answer? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Lord, I ask and I pray that before this night is out, everybody here would experience some kind of supernatural experience from you, Lord. A supernatural experience from you. Either a dream, a vision, a word of knowledge, whatever. And I thank you for it, Father. That pertains to things that they've been praying about. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go ahead, Missy.
I had the Lord give me a sign, encouragement, or whatever. Let me read to you what the Lord gave me today. This is so cool. Okay. I asked the Lord for a word by random for me. And I don't even know if I was just really thinking about anything in particular or whatever, but this is what he gave me. He gave me Deuteronomy 1:8. And I'm gonna say this is for all of us. And you know, like Debbie was saying, families, and Michael's talking about our families and everything. I'm gonna go back to verse 3, start at verse 3. And I'm going to tell you what I felt like the Lord was telling me. This is so cool. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto him. Okay. But I'm going to skip to verse 8. And that's the verse that the Lord gave me. But I'll go back and tell you then what about verse 3, what all the Lord showed me. Okay, verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Well, we know what all these promises. Go in and possess the promised land. Go in and possess it. Take it. Believe it. All the promises. But verse 3. This is really cool. This is so cool. Verse 3. Okay. It is the 40th year, which we know means tribulation, trials and tribulations. This was like they were done going through their wilderness, okay? And it was the 11th month and the first day of the 11th month. Well, that's 1-1-1, okay? That's a man-child, man-child birth number. Okay, I went on Hebrew converter, date converter from Hebrew calendar to Gregorian, and converted it to the Gregorian. So I plugged in, you know, the 11th month, the first day. And it turned out that it gave me the date of this year, which is January 19th. January 19th is mine and Merle's anniversary. And I was like, whoa. It was like the Lord was telling me, believe. I know he's about to do something, and the thought came to me, because of the 1-1-1 man child birthing and these promises, and I'm like thinking, and I was, you know, I wonder if that's gonna be when the man child's anointed, when the Lord really. And we know that when the Lord pours out his spirit, that there's going to be it's the latter rain, you know, and the Lord and the man child's going to be anointed. But what came to my mind was right away. I mean, I was wondering this and I was thinking about this, and I know it wasn't me that this popped into my head, but what popped into my head was, Joel 2:25. And that's where it says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you." It's pretty interesting because years ago, back in 2012, the Lord actually gave me verse 26, because I'd fallen asleep one evening before the outreach, and when I woke up, my computer said that it was 8:17, and I thought, "Oh my gosh, I'm late for the outreach." But it wasn't 8:17; it was only 7:17. And one of the verses that I asked the Lord, because I was telling you all about this, and we were in conversation about, my trials of what I was just kind of vaguely saying, and verse 26 was the one verse, "And you shall not, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame." But it's just like, just basically 20 verses 23 through 27 is what I read there. But this is a sign for all of us. We're gonna have so many prayers answered and so many things happen, when the man child's anointed. All we're gonna see the promises that we know are ours be manifested. They're gonna be answered, Anyway, so that's just what I wanted to share for you. "Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them." And I felt like the Lord was saying, "Believe it, see it, see it that it's yours. It is yours. Don't, yes, there's a lot we're waiting for, but just, really use your imagination. Just really, and just believe it. Believe it, believe it that it's done." It is done, because with God it does, he doesn't dwell in time. So I just wanted to share that. I thought that was so cool. I mean, that was like such a sign, the 11th month and the first day of the month. January 19th, that's our anniversary. That's so cool.
Amen.
Praise the
Thank you,
Lord.
Tom.
Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you,
Glory to
Lord,
God.
for answering all our prayers, and that are all based on your promises, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your promises. The promised land is ours, and our trials and our tribulations are about ready to end. That's just what I felt like the Lord was saying, So anyway, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay. Anyone else? Whoo, glory to God. Yeah, Debbie.
Okay, I'd like to share something I've been seeing. I don't know what
Yeah.
why this is, but I've been keep seeing a wafer, like a wafer sitting on a tray, and it's the size of the tray, whether they're each small or big, but it's the size of this tray it's sitting on. And I just keep seeing this wafer, and then I do something and look up or something, but I go back and close my eyes again. I see this wafer again, and one of those points, all of a sudden it kind of like, I don't want to say blew up, but it was like that. I just like exploded or blew up or something. I just did this kind of thing in my eyes and in my way I was seeing it. And it kind of like took me aback when it happened. So I'm not sure what this means, because we do the wife with wafer and the and the blood, the body and the blood, but this would represent just the body. And if anybody thinks that's anything, if you think so, if you don't like to hear, no.
Can you repeat that, Debbie? A little bit more detail, maybe.
Well, that's it. I just kept seeing this wafer, and at one point, I even saw the poke of holes in it, holes in it. And at first, it did wasn't seeing that. Then I was seeing that, and then all of a sudden, just like a what's the word I want to give? Exploded or burst into my face, like, and it took me aback. It was like, whoa, when it happened. So I don't know.
You say it was a large wafer?
Well, yes, I would say it was large wafer. Like, look, the size of a tray. I was thinking it was probably a large wafer. But,
It just reminds me of corporate, like communion with the body, one large wafer, corporate body, and then an explosion being like the revival coming out of that unity of the one.
I like that. Glory to
Oh,
God. How
amen.
many of you want a revival?
Yes, we want a revival.
Start praying for it. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for a revival in this fellowship to start right here tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Just
Amen.
explode the power of God throughout this
Yes.
fellowship, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
you, Jesus. Praise God. That's what I was thinking it was when you said it exploded. I said, oh my, something fixing to happen.
Yeah, right. And the wafer representing the body. So praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you,
And the word of
Jesus.
God, Jesus,
Yes,
the word,
that too.
the bread, an explosion of
The
revelation,
word.
maybe the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Going to explode out of each and every one of you. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Whoo! Let's just somebody just pray. I'm gonna pray. How about let's I just pray? Okay. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare that by his stripes everybody here is healed, and that the life of Jesus is flowing through everybody's body right now, driving out every sickness, every disease, every pain, everything that the enemy has put on them is gone right now in this one instant in the name of Jesus to those who believe. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ooh, the thought came to me, skin imperfections be gone right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Anybody else gets a word, just blurt it out. Thank you, Jesus.
Just something was just coming to my mind about what Debbie was saying about the wafer and just kind of poof or whatever exploding, or was like when he revealed himself in the breaking of the bread, like it was breaking, like he, a revelation of himself more to like in revival, like more people are getting a revelations in his word, more light, maybe. I don't know what it was, but it was light or not where you were, what you saw, but just the breaking of the bread.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Andrew or Ben.
I'd like to take this moment and pray for our family and all of our loved ones, friends, and all that.
Okay.
Lord Father God, you know who we keep dear in our hearts. Lord Father God, we pray that you continue to grow in our families. We know that they have a lot of wrong in their hearts. We know that they probably have some things, but there's a lot of things wrong. Lord Father God, we just pray that there's a great revival in them as well. Lord Father God, we just pray that they start seeing the truth and that they start walking in the light that you give. We thank you, Father, for your spirit. We thank you, Father, for your promises that you have for our family. Lord Father God, again, we thank you for this great revival. We thank you for reviving us. And Lord Father God, we pray that we keep the example that we need to keep, Father, of your kingdom coming to earth. We thank you so much, Father, for this great experience, for this wonderful responsibility that you've given us to give the gospel to those that need it the most, Father. It's just a great mindset to have, and we thank you for it, Father. Lord, keep us right. Lord, Father God, keep us holy and keep us true to your word. We thank you, Father, for the baptism of your Holy Spirit. Lord, Father God, continue to work in us the will of your good pleasure, and that the fruits of the Spirit just overflow through us, and that we can use these fruits with the gifts, Father, so that we can bring a proper ministry on earth, so that we can just show you, Father, just the way you want us and the way you want to be shown. Thank you, Father. Thank you again, Father. Thank you for your Son, and thank you for letting us call you Father. Amen.
Amen.
I also just want to remind everyone of Ephesians, that prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. I think we all kind of know it. If you want, I can say it. But go ahead. I heard that, but your mic's muted, but I heard it. Ephesians chapter 1, I'll start at 15. For this cause, I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which is among you, and the love which ye show toward all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit, unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Praise God.
Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just speak joy in this fellowship. Right now, in Jesus' name, speak joy and love and rest in our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And wisdom and revelations into the Word. And let all the gifts of the Spirit be in operation from this time forth, in Jesus' name, in this fellowship, right here. Thank you, Father. And Lord, place it in our hearts to seek you every day, at the beginning of the day, and to spend that precious time with you, Lord, every day. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in our hearts to do that. We're in some perilous times coming up, Lord, and we need to know, through you, what it is you want us to do, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that we all are going to do that from this point on. Thank you, Lord. I remember what Martin Luther said. He said, man, I've got a whole lot I've got to do today. I've got to go down and pray for 3 hours just because I've got all this stuff I got to do. Remember that? Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I have to pray 3 hours today because I got all this stuff to do. I remember what Linda said one time. She was given a job at work to do, and she knew she couldn't do it because nobody else had ever done it before. And she went in the bathroom and prayed and came back out. And she left her body and just sat back and watched her body do the work. And she got people who couldn't get done in 8 hours what she did in four. And her supervisor got mad at her because he didn't have anything else for her to do. He thought that would take care of her all day long. Glory to God. That's the God we serve. Praise be to God. Yeah. All right, Julie, go ahead.
You know, I'm just thinking about that. What came to me is like, I bet that was Linda's angel who did all that while she just watched her angel do it, you know.
Yeah, that was an awesome testimony. Just sat back and watched herself work. She said it just all came together. She was just doing all kinds of stuff and had it finished by lunch. Nobody had ever done it in an 8-hour period. They had set a great big box of things for her to do. But she got it done before lunch. Got her supervisor mad at her because he didn't have anything else for her to do. Okay, I'll just go on break for the rest of the day. Praise God. That's the God we serve. Thank you, Lord, for placing joy, rest, and faith in all of us, Lord, to believe that when we pray, those prayers are answered. Praise God, because we trust you over and above anything that we see, hear, taste, or smell, or feel in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Our senses don't mean anything. It's what the Word of God says. Praise God. Woo-hoo. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
When you said about joy earlier, this song came to me, and I'd like to sing it if
Sure. We pray that you would.
I could. Stay up there. I got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy because I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty from ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all my burdens. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy 'cause I've got Jesus. Yeah, he gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy, joy like a river running through my soul, joy all around me everywhere I go. Even in the desert, still it overflows. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy never ending running through my soul, joy all around. I've got joy, no, I've got joy never ending, 'cause he called my name. Every breath I breathe, a testament of amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah, everything has changed. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He gave me beauty for ashes. Turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got Joy like a river running through my soul. Joy all around me, everywhere I go. Even in the desert, still it overflows. I've got Jesus. So glad I have him. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Joy in your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. Joy, the Lord is our strength. You're our joy, our life, and our peace, and our hope, and our everything, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Missy.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good,
Amen.
Missy.
Amen.
That was
Good
good.
word.
Put me in remembrance of another Joy song. Y'all want to hear it? I'm not going to sing it, but I'll sing along with them. Y'all want to hear a Joy song? Okay, coming to you.
That's flowing inside. It's full of life. It's ever growing. I've got a fire and it's always lit. It won't go out. It's always burning. You've given me joy. It's unspeakable joy. Come on. I've got joy on the inside. Come on.
Feels like if I can't keep it in.
Come on, come on.
I keep praising in the mid. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
LA, I think you can get a little louder. Come on.
Yes, I got joy.
Come on, let's turn it up.
I've got joy. I'm fire in my
If y'all, as Michael would say, if y'all ain't got joy, there's something wrong with you. After hearing that.
Lord, yeah, you ain't got joy in your heart now. You ain't getting it. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. All right, I'm going to, so y'all want to hear the link? Y'all want to see the link? I'll post it. Somebody asked for it, and I'm going to share it. There it is. I like it. Well, incorporate that, Debbie. Chuck, where you at? There you are. That's a good one. Praise be to God.
Sorry, all right, my mouth is full of food.
Do what, Chuck?
And my mouth is full of food.
Oh, okay. I understand, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Has anybody else got anything else they'd like to share tonight? I want to share some joy. Joy, 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 down in my heart. Oh, down in my heart. Oh, down in my... Go ahead, Debbie.
I can't beat that, man. No. When he was singing that, and the Lord was really saying, that is your children. That is your family. That is the people you are praying for. That joy is in them. That is them. Rejoice Amen. In the fact that they are receiving the joy of the Lord. Receive it for them in Jesus' name.
Come to the Amen.
It is them. That's their joy. I think we see it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Lord, you're an awesome God. You know that? You're just so awesome. Glory be to God. And that's where the joy all originates, is right there. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Whew, man. What a night it's been. It's been a good night. Did anybody not have a good time? Huh? I'm going to have a bite of this cookie.
Why are you provoking us?
T temptation, huh, Wendy? Oh my, it's good. That homemade pecan sundae. Yeah, my favorite. Next time I'm gonna put 2 cups of sugar in there. I'm just kidding. Oh my. Okay, that'd be great, Joe. I've been wondering about him. I saw him on Facebook the other day, and I was going to call him, and I got tied up doing something else, and I never did make the call. Has he been pretty busy? Talking about Monroe.
Yeah, didn't talk about much. He just was very short. He says he see us soon.
Okay, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Yeah, tell him we said hello back. We're looking forward to seeing him. If you get a chance.
I'll do that.
Okay, great. All right. Remember, the fire must be kept burning on the altar at all times. It must never go out. That's what Josie's telling us. Praise be to God. And also Leviticus is telling us. That's a great verse, Josie. I like that. Somebody tell me the last good experience. Excuse me. Ooh, get on down, pecan. tell me your last good Holy Ghost experience you had. I'll tell you mine about 30 seconds ago. Praise God. Go, Julie.
Well, it wasn't something I felt, but it was God used me this afternoon, this morning. The guy who's a friend of mine, he took Fred to a doctor's appointment today, and they were also going to swing by Petco and pick up his cat litter for his cats, and did a couple other things, and you know those. He gets like 2 buckets, whatever. You fill it up with your own, you know, you bring your own bucket and fill it, and it's cheaper, whatever. So anyhow, each bucket was like 35 pounds. Now, this guy is a little overweight. God bless him. I know he's working on that. But so anyhow, it's hard for him to carry up this stuff. He was huffing and puffing, carrying these things up the stairs. He can only do one at a time. And he had, you know, something in one hand, the bucket in the other hand. He was trying to get up the stairs, and he told me, he goes, my knees are killing me, my leg's killing me. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm thinking I break that curse. And then I went over to take I carried the one bucket then from the top of the stairs over to Fred's apartment. And I was going to, you know, bring it in for him because I didn't want him to do that. He won't do that. But, and Fred was telling me, yeah, he hurt his leg. And I immediately in my mind, I'm like, I rebuke the pain. And it's like, I was praying for him earlier, knowing that those buckets are heavy, I'd have to carry him up the stairs and his physical weight problem. And I was praying God's blessing on him and stuff. So I just prayed for him in the spirit between my walking from my apartment door, Fred's door, backwards the stairs. And, you know, and I was going to take the other bucket from him. He goes, no, I got it. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to find it. So then I texted him later. I called him later because I was praying for him. And he said, no, my doctor told me, he goes, I need to exercise. So I did. And he goes, the pain's gone. The pain is gone. So, and it wasn't anything I did. I didn't even know about all that. I just heard it and I prayed and it's like, you know, my mind, and I didn't even touch him. I didn't lay hands on him or anything like that. But, and God has used me to heal him before and other things. So I just pray blessings on him. So that was my most recent experience, I guess, where God used me, you know, and I didn't even realize it until later that he took the pain away. So praise the Lord. Praise God. And thank you, Lord. Bless Amar. Thank you, Lord, for healing him and helping him to to lose the weight he needs to lose in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord, get Debbie over there to get Shalonda and bring her back safely, and everything's going to be fine. Lord, and I thank you that you're going to bless them when they get together all the way back, because Shalonda's been healed. Debbie's also, whatever she's been asking for, she's got it too, Lord, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for getting them there and back safely in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Whew, that's awesome to know that she's been healed of that disease she had, used to have. Okay, anyone else? Just bask in his wondrous love.
Can I share another song?
Well, sure, if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, unless everyone's got something else going on. This one
Love.
we know well. Let me get sharing here going.
Oh,
let me hear the worshipers. Because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Come on, everybody. Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise.
Say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing.
Every praise
is to our God.
I'd love to be out there doing that dance with them.
I'd love to do something similar to that. Can you see the downtown Madisonville? Get something like that going on. You'd have to have a pretty good sound system to get that going. Boy, that'd be nice though. Do it on a Saturday afternoon when everybody's busy. Get them to come out there and look. You know, some of those people you watch them are kind of spastic when they're trying to keep up. And that's fun to watch them. They love it. They love it. Praise God. All right. Yeah, I'd love to be involved in it. One time we started to get up to, a group to go down to Sweetwater years ago and just play out there on that pavilion. You know where that is, don't you, Missy? That pavilion downtown. And but we never did do it. Anybody else?
Michael, a
Yeah.
question. What were you reading from when you were reading about the communion from?
It's something that I had on my computer that hang on just a second. That David had shared on the outreach before. That's just one of them. I've got three or four of them. About three
of
them.
It was very good. It was very good. Thank you.
Yeah, it was. He's got one that's 20 pages long. I didn't want to get that one. It'd take an hour and a half to do that. Yeah. But it's good. It gives you a lot of information. It might be on site, Julie. I don't know. We got 7 minutes. Y'all want to hear another song? Woo, yeah. Glory to God. Me too.
Let me guess.
All right, go ahead. Guess.
Judy?
Huh?
Judy?
Oh, you want to hear Judy?
Oh, no, I'm just guessing. That's what you're going to play.
No, I hadn't even thought about her.
Miracles never cease.
I'm trying to find something here. Dee, dee, dee. Okay. Well, I mean, dog. No, I won't either. Let's see. All right, I got it. I got the right one here. Let me see if I can find y'all. Okay, let's see. Okay, my old buddy, Elvis. Go ahead, Missy.
I was listening to this. This song came to me earlier, and I had to look it up. And
I do too.
The fact that you played that song made me think of this. Well, the person singing it, Bob Joyce. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. He's got a new name, doesn't he?
He does. He surely does. Well, all right, folks, we're out of time. Y'all be blessed. I mean,